28. In a crowded train, an American woman with a large frame was occupying seating enough for two passengers. A male Japanese passenger standing near her blurted out in Japanese, Hiki yusume, yori agare. You stone mill, move aside. This tidbit has been handed down over the years since soon after the end of World War II.The story says that the woman smiled and moved aside to make room for others. It seemed that the phrase "hiki yusume" sounded like "excuse me" to her ears. Not all misunderstandings of this kind see happy endings. One example is found in Meishu Meigen, Words of Wisdom by Masters, a collection of essays written by Shizuo Yamakawa,and published by Chuohoki Publishing Company. The episode is about Monjuro Kiritake, who was praised as a great puppet master of Bunraku, Japan's traditional puppet drama shows. While the puppet master was traveling to Germany, he suddenly needed to urinate, so he asked a female passerby in Japanese, "Kore wa doko?" Where is it? While pointing between his legs. The woman screamed.It was recently reported that the Tokyo Metropolitan Government aims to open an integrated primary, middle, and high school. The Yomiuri Shimbun's article in its Tokyo local news page said that the school will pour energy into practical English language education that will be continued seamlessly over the 12 years at the school. Though English language ability alone won't foster talented human resources capable of playing important roles globally, it could at least be the first step. The numerous episodes about funny misunderstandings will surely turn into fairy tales from the distant past. Though young people might find it tough that so much is expected of them in so many fields, Japan's future rests on their shoulders. If I were a figure in a funny story,I would have to say to young people, one please, a careless translation from Japanese to English of hitotsu yoroshiku. Of course, it actually means, I expect much from you.